This is Radionepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimidey with the news. The headlines first. Current government led by Prime Minister Sherbhadra Dewa completes 1 year. President Bidyadevi Bhandari stresses development of science and technology along with art and literature. CPC International Liaison Department Chief Liu Jinchao meets CPN UML Chair KP Sharma Oli and CPN Unified Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal. And Sri Lanka's President Gotabaya Rajapakse flees the country on a military jet amid mass protest over its economic crisis. Now the news in detail. The current government, led by Prime Minister Sherbhadra Dewa, has completed 1 year. The government was formed by the five-party coalition on Asar 29 in the year 2078 Bikram Samvat. The current government was formed after the Supreme Court ordered to resurrect the dissolved House of Representatives. The present government is credited for bringing political stability, holding elections and maintaining cordial relations with the friendly nations. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has stressed the need to pay attention to the development of science and technology along with art, literature and culture. Conferring the Pushpalal National Prize to dignitaries amid a program at the office of the President yesterday, President Bhandari stressed the need for the self-reliant economy to realize the dream of socialism as envisioned by Pushpalal, lauding the contribution of late leader Pushpalal to the Nepali Democratic Movement. He stressed the need for prioritizing the modernization and commercialization of agriculture. On the occasion, President Bhandari conferred the Pushpalal National Prize 2021 to Dhanendra Bhasnet, Dr. Thakaram Sapkota and Jagannath Acharya. Likewise, the President also honoured Mohan Chandra Adhikari, Professor Krishna Prasad Pokhrel and Pavita Kharti with Pushpalal National Prize 2020. The prizes include 100,000 rupees cash and a letter of appreciation each. The event was also addressed by CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal and Tourism, Culture and Civil Aviation Minister Jeevan Ram Shrestha. International Liaison Department Chief of the Communist Party of China, Liu Jinchao, paid a courtesy call on CPN UML KP Sharma Oli, Chair KP Sharma Oli, yesterday. UML's Foreign Department Chief Rajan Patrai informed that the meeting held at Oli's residence at Balkot focused on the discussions about bilateral relations. He added that matters of changing political scenarios in the regional and international forums were also discussed during the meeting. Chairman Oli and Chinese leader Liu also discussed the issue of non-interference in the internal affairs of respective countries. In response, Chair Oli assured that Nepal would not allow anti-China activities to occur in its land. The CPC leader said Nepal's relations with other countries were not the concern of China, but it wanted to see the continuity of its relations with Nepal as in the past. Likewise, CPC leader Liu also met CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal at Baneswar yesterday. Talking to journalists after the meeting, leader Nepal said they discussed the matters of bilateral relations between Nepal and China. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda has pledged to take initiative to resolve the issue of citizenship being faced by the non-resident Nepalese. In a meeting with the delegation of the Non-Resident Nepalese Association at his residence yesterday, Chairman Dahal said his party was committed to seeking a solution by passing the bill related to citizenship tabled in the parliament. Today is Bhanu Jayanti. The first nationally recognized poet of the Nepali language, Bhanu Bhaktacharya, was born on today's date of Asar 29. Acharya, who is also known as Adikavi, which translates to foremost poet, is also a national luminary. Two struts of historical and archaeological significance that were stolen from the Humut toll near Teku in the capital Kathmandu and taken to the United States have been returned to Nepal and handed over to the Department of Archaeology. Acting Deputy Chief of the Mission at the United States Embassy in Kathmandu, Abigail Aaronson handed over the two struts measuring 135 centimeter long and 21 centimeter wide and weighing 110.2 kg to the secretary at the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Maheshwar Nupane, at a function organized at the Department of Archaeology on Tuesday. The two struts from the 13th and 14th centuries built to support the first roof of the two-storied Naren Temple at Humatol, Kathmandu Metropolitan City Ward No. 12 were stolen in the 1980s. The struts were collected by an independent American art collector and exhibited in the 2003 at the Art Institute of Chicago. The American art collector not only returned the struts to the Nepali Consulate General in New York, but also covered the cost of delivering them back to Nepal. Members of the Central Working Committee of the ruling Nepali Congress have put forth their views on contemporary issues at the committee meeting that was held yesterday. During the meeting chaired by Nepali Congress President and Prime Minister Sherbahadur Dewa at the party's central office at Sanepa, committee members, including senior leader Ramchandra Paudil, expressed their views on various matters. Nepali Congress Joint Secretary Badri Prasad Pandey presented a draft of the hierarchy in the party. The National Assembly has endorsed the Acid and Other Hazardous Chemical Substances Regulation Bill 2022 unanimously. Home Minister Balkrishna Khan had presented a proposal seeking passage of the bill in the National Assembly meeting yesterday. Responding to the queries raised in course of the clause-wise discussion on the bill, Minister Khan said misuse of acid and other hazardous chemical substances would be controlled and necessary action would be taken against those misusing them. Likewise, various five bills received with messages from the House of Representatives were tabled in the National Assembly. Bill to amend some acts relating to criminal offences and criminal procedure 2022, Social Security Bill First Amendment 2022, Nepal Police and Province Police Operation Supervision and Coordination Bill First Amendment 2022, Drinking Water and Sanitation Bill 2019, and Bill designed to amend some acts against sexual violence 2022 were received from the lower house by the upper house. Speakers Agniprasad Sapkota certified five bills passed by both the Houses of the Federal Parliament on different dates. The certified bills include the Bill to amend the and integrate laws related to the Public Service Commission, the Bill providing for appropriating and spending some amount from the Federal Consolidated Fund for Services and Works in the fiscal year 2022-23, and the Bill designed to amend the Loan and Guarantee Act 2025 Bikram Samvat. Likewise, the bill designed to provide authority to mobilize internal loans and the bill designed to implement the Nepal government's economic proposal were also certified by the House Speaker. The bills would be enforced after authentication by the President. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Sri Lanka's President Gotabaya Rajapakse has fled the country on a military jet amid mass protest over its economic crisis. The 73-year-old arrived in the capital of Maldives, Male, at around 3 a.m. local time. Rajapakse's departure ends a family dynasty that has ruled Sri Lanka for decades. He had been in hiding after crowds stormed his residence on Saturday. European Union's finance ministers have approved €1 billion in financial aid to Ukraine. This is the part of the first installment of a promised €9 billion budget for Kyiv, agreed upon by European leaders in May. The fund is expected to give Ukraine the necessary funds to cover urgent needs and ensure the operation of its critical infrastructure. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudar Paschim Province, and at a few places in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Current government, led by Prime Minister Sherbahadur Dewa, completes 1 year. President Vidyadevi Bhandari stresses development of science and technology along with art and literature. CPC International Liaison Department Chief Liu Jinchao meets CPN UML Chair KP Sharma Oli and CPN Unified Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal. And Sri Lanka's President Gotabaya Rajapakse flees the country on a military jet amid mass protest over its economic crisis. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.